Howdy, and welcome to Industry Herb, your podcast source for the analysis of the inside trends and goings-on in the music industry. On today's episode, we will be talking about our top 10 favorite country songs for people that don't like country.
Neither of us is a big fan of country music, but it's a really important genre with a storied history that says a lot about American music as a whole, so it's important to appreciate it even if you don't love it.
With that being said, all of the songs on this list aren't exactly classified as country songs, but they all feature elements of the genre.
Albeit sometimes in a unique fashion.
Let's get started. Starting off our list, we have Oh Atlanta by Alison Krauss and Union Station. I think this was probably the most country thing I was exposed to as a child. My mom listened to them a lot, so kind of has a nostalgic aspect for me.
A lot.
Yeah.
This song is burned into our consciousness, but it's a good song.
Either way, I really enjoy Alison Krauss's voice. It's a very pure voice. It doesn't have, like, a really annoying country twang.
Yeah. I would say that's a big part of her appeal for people like us that aren't country fans, because it is kind of annoying, you might say, or at least off-putting. In a lot of modern country music, people, it's like, who can be the twangiest? It's like a contest.
Yeah.
And I'll say it can be a little much sometimes.
The next song on our list is a song that Ned introduced me to. It's Father Mountain by Calexico.
Calexico.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. They're and actually featuring Iron and Wine, which is Sam Beam's solo project. This song, you would probably hear it and say it wasn't country, but they use harmonicas and guitars and wear cowboy hats, so you tell me. It's a really beautiful song with really moving melodies and sweet harmonies, and I love it a lot.
Yeah, I agree. It feels really nice. It's easy on the ears. Next, my least favorite song on the list is The Dead Don't Die by Sturgill Simpson. I did try to like this song, but I think, I don't know, maybe it's just too country for me. Like, I thought it was boring. All of the other songs, like, either the music or the voice, like, I could like one of them. But in this song, it was just both of them were boring and repetitive, and I can't.
Yeah. You mentioned twang, and I ranted about it, and Sturgill Simpson does have twang. His voice is very twangy. There's a lot of people on this list that, like, a country music devotee would look at and say, this isn't real country. And if you're a devotee of music, then it's a fair statement, because it has sort of like a rigid box that a lot of it fits into. But there is no argument to make that Sturgill Simpson is not real country. The twang, the slide guitar, even the storytelling on his songs is like almost like by the book, but he has a lot of like emotion and energy, and that's what makes him appeal to me. This song, The Dead Don't Die, I play it a lot, and that might be why Lainey hates it.
But a lot.
It's also attached to a really fantastic Jim Jarmusch movie that came out this summer by the same name with Adam Driver and Bill Murray. And it was one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. But that's just a side note. I can't not mention it. But this song is, it's almost funny how country it is, but I love it. So
next we have Married in a Gold Rush by Vampire Weekend, which we actually mentioned this album in our Greatest Albums of the Year so far podcast. This song features Danielle Heim, right?
Yeah. It's it doesn't strike you as a country song immediately. This is probably the least country song on this list, but it was actually a podcast interview I was listening to with Ezra Koenig, where he was talking about just the origins of the song, you know, and he played it on an acoustic guitar, just singing, and he was talking about the way he wanted the duet to be structured and the type of songs that inspired it. And like, this is a country song. It's about being a place and being dissatisfied and taking your loved one and going somewhere else. And that's one of the oldest country stories of all time.
And I do think that the Haim voice is what brings the country aspect to a typically non-country band.
Yeah. Yeah. But just like, also like the, I don't want to call it a trope because it's something I like, but the, like, I guess the idea of a man and a woman country singer singing a duet and playing the role of two lovers is also a really old tradition. And the song fits in that. Also, it's a really good song. So.
Yeah. Next, I believe we have All Yorn. Is that correct?
Yeah. This actually might be the most country song. I take it back. It's not The Dead Don't Die, because the title of the song features a not real contraction. But yeah, this is Tyler Childers. He is kind of from the same corner of the genre as Sturgill Simpson, kind of like people who are still doing the country thing that was being done 20, 30 years ago that don't fit into the box of modern country that honestly is more like twangy pop. But
however, unlike the Sturgill Simpson song, I actually surprisingly really like this one, which is not something
Kits I would typically stamp like. Stamp of approval.
His voice is, it's still country, but it's a little bit different. Like, it's higher, I think. It sounds kind of whiny, which seems like a bad thing, but I actually really like it in this song. And overall, it's a really sweet song.
Yeah, his voice is a little bit high, but I think it works for this song that's like an earnest, like, profession of love. And, you know, you want a voice to not be like monotone or boring when you're talking about something as emotional as that.
And when I listened to it on Spotify, I was looking at the Genius annotations that come up, and it was like talking about an interview they had with him where he was saying he thinks lyrical content isn't really focused on in like mainstream country anymore, which is one of my like main grievances with modern country music. And he's saying like how he focuses on like moving people with his words, which I really like that.
Yeah, very moving song. Great lyricist.
The next song on the list is Always All Right by the Alabama Shakes.
Yeah, so this band, I think probably if you looked them up, it wouldn't say country, because they're classified as kind of like indie rock or alt rock. But if you hear just the depth of Brittany Howard's voice, then you can't really make an argument that it's not country.
Yeah.
It's a side note. If you've ever seen them like do a live performance, or like I saw them on SNL a couple years ago, she twists her mouth into the most like grotesque shapes to make the sound she does with it. And it was honestly like alarming the first time I saw it. I was like, what is she doing? But she's such a talented vocalist. And like I said, there's just like so much like depth or like thickness to her voice. And I would say the thick voice is lost a little bit in modern country too. A lot of times they go for like a really aggressive Southern accent, but the warmth of what the voice isn't there. Yeah. And on that note, we're going to have a word from our sponsor, Anchor.
This next song on the list is definitely a stretch, and it's Flapper Girl by the Lumineers, which people would probably say is more Americana than country, but I really love this song. I love how simplistic the melody is, but then how it builds and more voices and instruments are added verse to verse.
Yeah, you know, I think if the Lumineers were a less popular band, then it would be less of a stretch. I think it feels like a stretch because they got so much radio play in like that weird little period from like 2011 to 2013 where like folk music was pop. And so sometimes when I look back, I'm like, that is so bizarre that that was a thing. But the Flapper Girl, like, it's mostly some people singing and like an old honky-tonk sounding piano playing.
It's like bouncy feeling.
Yeah. So that is country to me. That's like music when you're driving through like a small town and people are sitting on their porches and rocking chairs. You know, that's what that evokes for me.
Yeah. Next one. Also kind of a stretch. We're just...
We're stretching a lot here. This is an aerobics stretch class.
A new song from Wilco, and it's Love Is Everywhere, Beware. This one kind of gave me the similar feeling of, like...
wanting to cry.
Yeah, like in Father Mountain. Like, it's just really moving.
It's such a gorgeous song. The, like, little intro riff is, like, this, like Van Halen-style, like, finger-tap riff. But there's these soft guitar chords in the background, and so just beautiful. And it's really hard to describe, but if you're someone who's heard this song, then I think you know what we're talking about. And also, for the record, Wilco is classified as alt country, so it's not that much of a stretch.
This next song, my friend introduced me to this one. It's Car Wheels on a Gravel Road by Lucinda Williams. I don't have much to say about this song. It's a pretty basic country song. It's just one I happen to enjoy. I guess it leans more toward like a indie sound, but it's got a really nice chorus. She has a nice country sounding voice.
This one's not that much of a stretch.
Yeah. Lastly, it would not be a top 10 country songs list if we didn't have Johnny Cash featured on it. So we chose When the Man Comes Around for this list.
So this list as a whole did not take that much debate, but which Johnny Cash song to include took probably 3 times as long to decide as the rest of it is because of how iconic a musician he is. Sorry. He has a lot of more popular songs than this. Ring of Fire, Boy Named Sue, Folsom Prison Blues, that are less hopeful tales of death and tragedy. And that's like a lot of country is about that. But this song is this beautiful, like, biblical retelling of like the day of salvation as it's described in the Bible, and his rough, deep voice talking about like the trumpets and the angels, and the melody is so simple. It's just like some piano and a guitar just playing like dead notes and like strumming a couple chords here and there. It's so minimalistic, and it's so beautiful. Lainey's nodding her head in affirmation because I just said the perfect description of that song.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Industry Herb. We hope we got through this list without offending any devout country fans, but also with turning some non-fans on to some new music. This episode was written by Ned and Lainey Kuchmenda. Sound design was done by Lainey and Ned Kuchmenda. Production was done by Mike Kuchmenda. Stay tuned for more blasphemous and interesting discussions about entertainment. Thank you for listening.